This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On the eve of the New Hampshire primary, the major Democratic presidential candidates are trying to differentiate themselves while still taking on President Bush. NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
On NPR's Weekend Edition Sunday, former weapons inspector David Kay said he didn't think weapons of mass destruction existed in Iraq. How are Kay's comments playing in the campaign?
Well, he was very careful, David Kay was, not to be critical of the Bush administration, instead blaming the intelligence community for bad information. And he insists that the Iraqi leadership had an intention to pursue a weapons of mass destruction activity. But his assessment has, of course, caused outrage from Democrats. John Kerry said, "I think there's been an enormous amount of exaggeration, stretching, deception." Wesley Clark said, "This administration has hyped the intelligence to get us into Iraq." That's an interesting charge. Joe Lieberman, who has been very supportive of the war in Iraq, said that the fact that David Kay now says there weren't any weapons doesn't mean they never had them, but he said we ought to ask for a full-scale investigation of what went into the U.S. intelligence community's pre-war assessment. So clearly the Democrats think they can use Kay's remarks to their advantage.
Well, events like the finding or not finding of weapons of mass destruction seem to be having a great effect on this election.
Well, that's really true, and I think part of it has to do with the 24-hour news cycle, that people learn about events and candidates react to events very quickly, and then voters react to the candidates' reactions. Democratic pollsters say that the minute Saddam Hussein was captured, Howard Dean's numbers in Iowa started to drop in the polls. And then there's, of course, the now infamous Dean scream. And Gallup over the weekend asked New Hampshire voters about how that affected them. Among likely voters in New Hampshire, 10%, likely voters said they had seen the Dean tape 10 times, and 30% said it raised doubts about whether Dean could be a good candidate for president. The question was, who has the best chance of beating George W. Bush in November? Kerry beat Dean by 40 points on that question after the scream. Of course, the big event that everybody on all sides fears, particularly the White House, is another terrorist attack, and it's one of the reasons the administration keeps warning us that one might happen.
What are the candidates doing to try to differentiate themselves?
Well, it's interesting, Bob. You've got people, you know, Washington versus outsiders, with the outsiders thinking that that's their trump card. The mill worker's son, John Edward, versus the elite. That's his trump card. Military experience, Kerry and Clark, versus none. Government experience versus none, which means Clark and very little on the part of Edwards. The truth is here that the Democrats don't have a perfect candidate. Now, it's very seldom that anybody has a perfect candidate, but for the Democrats in recent memory, a perfect candidate has been a southern states governor with a great acquaintance with the Bible, and none of these men running now fills that bill. The other thing they're all doing is bringing their wives out, including Dr. Judith Steinberg Dean, to try to get the women's vote and make it clear that that they're really nice guys after all.
A week from tomorrow, there are 7 primaries across the country.
Right.
Any idea what's going to happen there?
No, but you know, it's fascinating, Bob, because everybody's been talking about South Carolina as the big primary, but there is a primary in Missouri, which is a true battleground state in the general election. Dick Gebhardt was in the race, and nobody thought about Missouri because it was his home state. Now he's out, and that is a very, very important state for both parties in the fall. And whoever wins there, we have to take a real look at.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts. David Kay's complete comments are at npr.org.